Well, hello. This is Commissioner Eric Boucher from District 4, and it is always a pleasure to give these messages to the county constituents. I'm going to start out by giving a big congratulations to the South Carroll Cavalier wrestling team. They are dual state champions. Two Saturdays ago, the wrestling program represented the 1A North region in the state dual championship at North Point High School. First up was the semifinals versus Hartford Tech. The team took care of business with a score of 48-24 to earn a spot in a final duel against a very talented North Garrett team. Once again, the team came out on top with a final score of 45-25 to earn South Carroll's first ever state wrestling duel championship. Go Cavaliers! I want to give a special thanks to Principal Christina Daugherty of South Carroll High and Tim Novotny, the Administrator of Facilities and Athletics at South Carroll High. We're very proud of those young men on that team here in Carroll County representing us. Talking about athletics and health, I want to talk to you about walking. As we come out of winter and all the COVID policies, unfortunately, a lot of us have put on weight, admittedly, and it is so vitally important for us to have good diet and exercise. And we have a tremendous program right here in Carroll County that needs to be taken advantage of. Please go to the Rec and Parks website and look up the Carroll County Park Trails Passport. This is an incredible program created in partnership with the Healthier Carroll County and LifeBridge. Carroll County Parks Trail and Trails are open sunrise to sunset and are an excellent way to get fresh air and exercise. I do it myself and absolutely love it. Visit the destinations on this passport and submit a prize to win if you go through all the parks. Take a walk at each of the 12 Carroll County trails listed. Once you have completed your passport, mail it into the Partnership for a Healthier Carroll County. All passports will be entered into a final drawing to win a combined prize of a Fitbit and a 2022 Piney Run Park seasonal pass. Here are the following parks or trails, which you can locate on the website. There's the Cape Horn Park in Hampstead, Deer Park in Westminster, Maryland, Freedom Park in Sykesville, Gillis Falls Recreational Area in Mount Airy, Hoshawa and Bear Branch Nature Center in Westminster, Crim Gold Park in Woodbine, right up street from my house. I use that one quite often. Maybe I'll see you out there. Leicester Park in Hampstead, Bennett Surf Park in Westminster, Piney Run Park in Sykesville, Sandy Mount Park in Finksburg, Union Mills Recreational Area in Westminster, and the Westminster Community Pond in Westminster. Please get out there and visit these parks and go to the website beforehand and check out all the maps and trails so you don't get lost. Also, I want to talk to you about Helping Hands Keep Our Parks Green. What is Carroll County's Helping Hands Keep Our Parks Green program? Carroll County Department of Recreation and Parks has launched a campaign to encourage additional community involvement to help keep county parks clean. The Helping Hands Keep Parks Green initiative is modeled after similar efforts such as Adopt the Road and is designed to promote local ownership and care of parks. What does a commitment to this program entitle? The Helping Hands campaign is an excellent opportunity for local groups to help keep their local parks beautiful and involves a regular ongoing commitment that may be renewed on an annual basis. The program is focused on general park cleanliness, trash pickup, and trail maintenance. That sounds fun. Since I like hiking, you can get out there and fix the trails as well. It'd be a good idea for Girl Scouts and Boy Scout programs also. Typically, these efforts focus on areas such as along walking trails and near ponds and hedgerows, tree lines where trash may accumulate from the wind, and supplement the work of county staff and volunteers. So ultimately, this helps save our county money and is educational for young men and women to help beautify our county. Who can participate? The Helping Hands program is open to individuals, youth groups, neighborhood associations, churches, service organizations, schools, businesses, and other community groups throughout the county. If you have a business and you want to have a volunteer day for employees for bonding and good HR relations, you can sign up for one of these programs and spend a day out there if your employees helping beautify the county parks. What is Helping Hands Keep Our Parks Green Time Commitment? Each year, the Adoptions Committee begins in March and concludes in December. Each group schedules regular work dates at the beginning of their adoption period through the end of the calendar year. It is each contact person's responsibility to organize regular cleanups, typically monthly, and communicate those dates with Carroll County Parks and Rec. So if you're interested in volunteer, please consider that program. We also have volunteers needed at Bear Branch Nature Center. Bear Branch Nature Center's wonderful, hardworking volunteers make everything possible. If you're interested in volunteering at Bear Branch Nature Center, please go to the website and fill out an application and send it in to their staff. Regular volunteers assist with a variety of tasks, including animal care, weeding, and gardening, greeting visitors, and preparing materials for upcoming programs. Regular volunteer shifts are available Wednesday through Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. All regular volunteers must be at least 14 years old. Bear Branch Nature Center also hosts regular volunteer events that the entire family is welcome to join in. So please contact Bear Branch at 410-386-3580 or go to the County Parks and Recreation website. It's always great to have volunteers participating in the programs. And it's good for people who are retired, want to spend some time helping out, fill your day. Come on out. We'll take and utilize your service and build camaraderie with you. Also, you can contact us about helping for youth service hours. High school students need to accumulate hours. This would be a prime opportunity to volunteer and accumulate those hours. I would also like to add for Rec and Parks that Piney Run Park will begin its open season on March 1st this year. This is also the first day for our annual year-long Big Fish Contest. That's always a great event all year long, and you can compete for a prize. I believe it's $1,000 for the largest fish. Also, we have Maple Sugaring Days and Pancake Breakfast at Hoshua on Saturday and Sunday, March 5th and 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities include maple tapping hikes, $2 per person, at Bear Branch Nature Center, and a pancake breakfast, $4 a plate at Hoshua. Fundraising drive underway to match $200,000 donation from an anonymous donor for additional play equipment at Freedom Park. Visit ericcarrollcountyparks.org for more information. And we are so fortunate to have this anonymous donor contribute $200,000 for playgrounds in our park. We need to honor that commitment with air fundraising from citizens across the county to match that donation. So please come out and support the park. For further information on everything that was just listed, please go to the Carroll County Rec and Parks website. On to some fun stuff. We have spring coming. We're almost at the end of winter. Thank goodness I've had enough of this, and I'm looking forward to the warm weather and enjoying the outdoors. First up, we have Downtown Westminster Irish Festival and Celtic Canter 5K. It is March 12th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The City of Westminster Recreation and Parks Department will host an Irish festival. This one-day rain or shine event attracts approximately 5,000 people to downtown Westminster. It's great for local businesses and tourism, great for our economy. Main Street Goes Green, featuring Irish-themed food vendors, live entertainment, arts and crafts, vendors, and a series of races, activities for the little ones, free trolley transport, and a pub crawl. At 9 a.m. is the Celtic Canter 5K race. And they have a one-mile leprechaun chase. That sounds pretty funny. Maybe you can dress up as a leprechaun and do the run. Be festive. It's okay to dress up and be festive at these events. It adds to the ambiance and the fun. There will be a vendor village featuring Irish-inspired themes, arts and crafts, food. They have a children's crafts and games, plus a beer garden. There will be entertainment with a DJ and, I believe, to be announced, a band. And the pub crawl is from noon till 4. Free trolley rides from 12 until 5. Please take advantage of the trolley. We wouldn't want anyone drinking and driving, as always. We also have the Gaelic Mishap at the Carroll Arts Center, March 11th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $22 to $26. Get into the St. Patrick's Day spirit. Baltimore-based Celtic rock band Gaelic Mishap features six musicians that span generations, each bringing a unique musical influence to popular, traditional, and contemporary Irish music. The band takes pride in their ability to entertain a diverse fan base, from family-friendly festivals to the rowdy pubs of Baltimore where Irish music thrives. So if you get a chance, get out there. It's March 11th, 8 p.m., the Carroll Arts Center. Show your support for them. We also have the 15th Annual Peep Show, April 8th, 10 a.m. until April 18th, 6:30 p.m. This is free. Anyone who's familiar with this Peep Show? It's the Little Candy Peeps. This sweet fundraising event features marshmallow masterpieces. I don't know who the heck eats these things, but I'm all about gluing on the boards and making artwork out of them, including sculptures, dioramas, mosaics, and even videos. The things you can do with these candies, all crafted from or inspired by Candy Peeps, those colorful marshmallow treats made by the Just Born Company in Bethlehem, PA, just north of us. You can view the entries for free and buy votes for your favorites, with all proceeds benefiting the Arts Council. They will be set up at the Westminster Town Hall on 400 North Center Street. Use the entrance at the Town Mall and follow the directions to the Peep Show, located near Center Court. That's about the best thing you can do with a peep, I think, because I don't eat those things. Glue them on something. Enjoy and have fun. We also have the Westminster Wine Stroll. That is April 23rd, noon until 4. As always, I'm looking forward to the warm weather events and getting out with friends and family, neighbors. All of us need to enjoy ourselves. Enjoy a tasting of local wines at this sip, shop, and stroll event as Main Street transforms into a wine market with samples, wine-related vendors, and great food. I'm all about the food. Don't drink, but I'll eat all the food. Live entertainment featuring the famous Amish Outlaws. Hot dog. This will be a good time. We have a DJ. We have bands What's Next, Ebb and Nova, Late Night Record Shop, and then finally from 2 to 4 is the Amish Outlaws. Tickets will be available for purchase on the event day only for $10 per person. One token will be included with all tickets for redemption of one free alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage. All beverages and food must be purchased separately. Children 12 and under are free, so you can get out there with your children and enjoy the day. And I think that will wrap it up. That's all I have for you today. And I am looking forward to the spring. I highly encourage people to get out there and walk. I am working right now with the LifeBridge people to develop Walking with the Commissioners. We're shooting for March through December, since I'll be leaving office this December. One day each month throughout those months, I would like to go out to one of those parks in the walking passport that Rec and Parks has and walk the park with constituents, county employees, individuals out there to encourage people to get out there and utilize their parks and walk. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of us put on weight. We've been more sedated since COVID hit. And I think nationally on average, we've collectively put on 18 pounds per person. That causes long-term health damage to all of us. And the statistics are showing that 3/4 of our COVID fatalities are linked to obesity. So it's important for us all to go out there and walk these parks and start shaving off those pounds so that we are not more vulnerable, become victims of COVID. I want this program to be called Walking with the Commissioners. And as time goes by, I interface with LifeBridge. We will set up dates for this to take place. We will publicize on our county website. I'll announce on Priority Carol. And at each one of these walking events, we'll get out there. You get to walk with commissioners. We'll take a group photo. We'll post it on the website. We'll do it on Priority Carol. We want to take and encourage as many citizens as possible throughout this county to utilize the park system and get out there and walk for our health. Let's all be healthy together and recover from COVID together. God bless and have a wonderful day.